Hi there.
So just went up there in terms of finding easy throws and being able to just be efficient offensively.
How did you know, we just, I'm glad we won. But, you know, we just obviously have a lot of room for improvement and try to get back to work and see if we can do better next week.
Is it an understatement to say that you were ticked off a little bit at different times tonight?
I think everybody was, you know, when you don't execute the way that you're capable. So, just have to keep fighting.
That's the most frustrating I've ever seen you in the Patriots. And you're on the sidelines and you're talking to your players. And what are you telling them? I mean, obviously, they're not on the same page. You put the ball in their hands and a lot of times they're not running the route. So, I mean, how do you get through to these guys? I realize it's only second half of the season, but how do you get through to your teammates?
Well, we have a long way to go, so, you know, no one's coming to rescue and save the day, so we just gotta fight through it and got to work harder and do better and try to be more consistent, and hopefully we can score more points.
You were fairly monstrous tonight in a couple of games. Does it ever worry you that it can be counterproductive?
Yeah, it does. I think I have to do a better job with my body language and I definitely can improve that. I wouldn't say it's a real strong point of mine right now. So, you know, we'll just try to keep doing better. It's what we got to do.
Tom, talk about the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. Caught the ball, caught it in traffic. Really did a great job of really being dependable out there. And everyone's trying to do it. I mean, we're all working at it, and it just takes – you know, a little bit of time, and I'm glad we won in a situation like this. It was a good defense, and they challenge you, and you know, we just didn't execute as well as we were capable.
Tom, so you're 36 years old. And you know how hard it is to get back. You know how fleeting it is. When you, is that something these guys just have to experience on their own? Is that not something you can't tell them that?
I think everybody has, you know, their own experience, but you know, it was, I mean, last year we were 1-2, so, you know, that was a, you know, it ended up having, you know, a great season. So I'm glad we started off 2-0 and two wins in the division. So I just, you know, want us to do a better job on offense and carry our end of the, you know, do the job that we're supposed to be able to do. And, you know, we just need to do it better, all of us.
Can you take us through that first touchdown pass you threw
in
the opening drive?
Yeah, we were being pretty aggressive there in a short yard situation, and AD slipped behind him, and I just gave it to him. He did all the work. It wasn't even a great throw. So, but, you know, I'm glad we got on the board early and got a lead, played from ahead. That's always important, especially, you know, when you get weather conditions. But, you know, we squandered some opportunities, you know, had short fields, didn't do anything with it. You know, we just have to do a better job all the way around.
What do you personally do tonight, tomorrow? I know they'll dictate, you know, what your schedule will be, but you put some team behind you, do you go through it and say, this could have been different, this could have been different? You say, I need to get some space away from those first people.
You know, we have to evaluate and try to get it right. I mean, it just doesn't magically come together. I mean, you got to work hard at it and you have to concentrate. And, you know, all of us have to do a better job with that. And it's, you know, the passing game is all about anticipation, and you know, they have to anticipate what I'm gonna do. I have to anticipate what they're gonna do, and you know, we can do a better job of that. I mean, I think it's unrealistic for them to feel like they can do it like 10-year veterans. It's not what they are, but they're trying hard and they work really hard and they have a lot of skill and they're great kids. You know, we just got to keep battling.
Is this a hell of a challenge right now, the black team after a frustrating game? Sometimes,
yeah, I mean, we can learn from it. There's no question. You learn from every game, win, lose, or draw, and I think we're going to learn from this one. It's, you know, these games aren't easy. It's hard to win games, and it's hard to win against division opponents. You know, our defense played great, got us the ball. You know, we did a, you know, good job protecting it for the most part. So we just keep fighting.
Is it hard for a rookie receiver, as talented as they might be physically, to be comfortable and do the job without being comfortable from a mental standpoint within your offense?
Well, we're just all trying to, you know, get it right mentally, physically, you know, the execution on game day, the execution in practice, and it just takes a lot of work. So, you know, we put a lot of work in. We've tried, but obviously we need to keep working. And like I said, it's not going to be easy by any stretch. Just have to put the work in and see if we can make improvements. So thank you, guys. Have a good night.